And welcome to the Coach Youth Podcast, where we talk about authenticity, self-improvement, and share everyday wisdom, empowering you to discover your potential to create the life that you love. So thank you for being here, everyone who is watching and seeing us. And first of all, thank you also, Rohila, for being here. Rohila is my friend who I'm very excited to see here today. She has she has had a vision, a passion that she turned into a beautiful project, and she's going to talk about it in a minute. But I'm just going to share one bit of it, which was the walk that we've done. It was called Rumi Walk. So what we've done is that we were exposed to the beautiful nature of Sintra, where we learned a lot about the life of Rumi, his journey, but also we got a chance to reflect personally on some beautiful verses that were shared on Rumi. And then, we got to know one another because there were a lot of people that didn't know one another. We shared also food together that represented different cultural heritage. So we really appreciated it. It was a wonderful experience. And I want to thank you, Rohila. And I also want to welcome you. And I want to tell you, I want you to tell me about this, initiative that you came up with.
Thank you, Zamira. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here with you today. And thank you for such a good feedback about the Rumi Walk. It was our second edition of the Whispers of Khorasan's cultural walks. The idea to have these walks actually was born like 1 year ago. And then I had to plan carefully the throughout the year, the topics and the venues. And of course, because we are in Portugal, beautiful Sintra landscapes were the first must-go places. So that's why I like to combine the cultural experiences with experiences in nature, because Portugal has so many places that can offer us such a rich experiences. So if you want me to talk about the cultural walks experiences, it came from an idea and from my own interest in spending my weekends in culture. But at the same time, I like these weekends to be the weekends of discovery, when I can discover new people, new traditions, new ideas. And usually I would get one thing and I would not get another thing. So I said that why not to create something that would combine these two things that I like. And as it often happens, is like when you do something, sort of design something for yourself, you are surprised that there's so many other people out there who actually like the same things, the same experiences, and they want to join you. So this is what happened with me with these cultural walks. And you are one of the examples that you also liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was beautiful. And I feel like exactly what you are saying, Sintra has a lot to offer, but also this idea of using nature, of using sports, of using a space for connection, that was absolutely beautiful then. So I'm very excited to know. And I'm sure that, there are sort of deeper ideas that are out there. And I have a question for you, and I would love to hear from you on that. Is that, a lot of people today feel this, a little rootless. And well, they're connected online mostly, but unsure where they truly belong. And I guess that would a little bit talk about some experiences that we come with, right? But what does knowing where you come from mean to you, and why does it matter now?
Wow, beautiful question. And I think knowing my where I belong is giving me an anchor. It's like that old phrase, a phrase that a tree with a deep roots can withstand any storm and many difficult situations in life. So I'm right now started, I'm now in my 30s, just begin my 30s. And in my 20s, I think I was one of those person who felt rootless because, out of my 30 years of life, I spent 10 years of them, like if I speak cumulatively, 10 years of them I spent in Tajikistan, 10 years were in Russia, And 10 years, it's already almost 10 years that I'm living in Europe. So I was shaped by all these three cultures, different cultures. And I whatever I discovered throughout this journey, my personal journey as a human being is that there's so many beautiful things in all these three like cultural dimensions, let's say. I don't know how to call them. And at the same time, there are things that I don't like or that I like less. And there are good things, there are bad things. So, and I really experienced it myself. I saw it myself. So I understood that, okay, there's no need to negate any of it. I don't want to negate my heritage or my roots. At the same time, I can absorb or I can integrate other things that other things that I can take from other culture. For example, Russian literature had a big impact since my teenagerhood because I love this literature. Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, they shaped who I am right now. And at the same time, the values, the European values for liberty, for human rights, all these, I incorporated them. At the same time, I managed to do it because I had a very clear baseline of my heritage, of where I come from. And it helped me sort of to filter what I am taking from other cultures and what I already have and is working for me. And I think that that is the power of knowing where you are from, because the global culture and especially the online that you have mentioned, every single day we are showing how we should be, how we should dress, what should we talk, what should we eat. We are being bombarded by all these ideas, by all this marketing. And if you don't have that baseline, if you don't have that anchor, I think it's so easy to get lost. And it's also very easy, you know, to say that, oh, whatever I have, it's outdated or it doesn't serve me, and to put it aside. But it's so difficult to come up with something. With something new. So, for example, if you are, I talk with a lot of friends that are right now in the moment of their life that they say that, oh, all these values, all these principles that come out from my parents or grandparents, they don't suit me anymore. They didn't work with me. And but at the same time, they are in such a situation in their lives, is like they are refusing those ones, but because they didn't come up with something new for themselves, they are drifting from one side to another. They are not able to stand and to be able to go to move forward because they don't have any of these settings. And answering just, sorry, I went very long. Just answering your questions, I think, yeah, it gives me an anchor. Knowing my identity, and it's my those deep roots that help me wherever I go, they help me to navigate those new places with safety and with confidence.
No, Rahila, listening to you, it all makes sense, because also I feel like there's always this question of identity also coming in, and and I don't know why there's always this need that we have to choose one and we have to stick to it, and
Exactly.
we need to remain in that, because as human beings, all of us individually, right, we're very different. As much as we might have certain values, of course, that are the same. We might have similar languages that are the same. But if you just look at one household, and if it has five siblings, each of them would be very different from one another. That means
Absolutely.
that when we grow up, and every experience we have, it shapes us. And also, because we're so different, what important is for me might be less important to someone else. So we cannot really draw on those ideas. But at the same time, I agree with you that it doesn't mean that we need to negate every experience, anything that came before us, because after all, that's something that today, where we are, that was shaped as a result of all those experiences. And the deeper you
Absolutely.
go, the more you realize that actually there is much more similarity in what happened as opposed to, we see the differences. The more you travel, the more you learn about any culture, the more you learn about languages. It's so surprising that sometimes you find, even in Portuguese, there would be sometimes words you would be like, what? How come this word is here, right? Like, because as humanities, all this idea of also like borders and geographies, the majority of it is human created and humanly created. So I feel like it's very important for us also to reflect on that side of things.
Just a small comment is like many times people think that we are divided with in thousand many ways, and I always say you cannot imagine that we are connected in millions other ways. So
Exactly,
it's
exactly. It's about how you choose to look at it and what you choose to take in, right? But also, of course, I embrace this idea that, I have an agency, so each of us have agencies, and that means that if that was true for me yesterday, tomorrow it might not work for me, or today already it's not working for me. I want to change it. Now, if that's done intentionally through the work, self-development that you've done yourself, then it's perfectly fine, and you're the only one who's going to be able to answer that question, right? But I feel like it's slowly sort of took us to all this idea of like heritage, identity, and all these topics. I'm very excited to see how this conversation unfolds, and I've prepared the next question for you, which is that our cultural heritage is something we inherit but don't always tend to. What do you think we lose when it slips away, and what's worth holding on to? And I think it's very much connected to what we've discussed before as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I think what we lose the nuance. And nuance is, for me, it's like as an old grower, it's such a powerful thing in every single thing because there's a lot of generic things, or there are a lot of like even the specialists or people in different fields that we encounter in our daily life. You know that one person that you meet and he knows everything about lights, like every detail, every nuance, and the way he talks about it, the way he presents it, and the way he actually creates spaces, and then you're like, how come within just this, just light, I just go and buy it. There's so many worlds, there's so many aspects, there's so many nuance to it. And then he managed to create a light and a space for kids, which is like absolutely warming, inviting, and relaxing. At the same time, he's managing to create a space for like for a studio where people can work, yeah, so they can get focus and everything. So before you recognize all this work behind, you think that okay, this is just something general, but it's because of these nuances, because of these small details, because of all these things, is that you see how things really shine and how complex they are. And it all it what I mean by nuance, it's something that gives our life that color, that palette of colors. And for me, heritage is this, like if we all start when we move or when we migrate, or generally even I know people that who are not even, they're staying in their country, they're staying in their place of origins, but because they don't see value in it, or because of the experiences of their life, they sort of negate their heritage, or they don't want to follow it anymore. I think what is lost is that color, is that beautiful, colorful palette of things that and the way your life would shine if you would incorporate it. And for me, it's also it's about I don't know how, heritage. It's also about how you feel, because when I moved to Europe, I started meeting people, and many of them, like it's already the third generation that are already in Europe. And those people, when we talk, we have different conversations. I feel like as how every each one of these individuals sort of tell that there's something missing. Like they feel that, yes, they belong here. Yes, they were born here. They were raised here. They went to school. But there's something missing. There's something like, okay, it's not com the puzzle is not complete. And for example, some of those friends, like when they go back to their ancestors' places, like whether it's Middle East, whether it's India, like whether it's even China and Japan. I had a Japanese friend who shared with me the same. When they come back from those trips, they say like, yes, okay, my puzzle is complete. Now I understand like why sometimes I feel this way, even though I wasn't exposed to that culture or for a long time. Yeah, I was not raised within that system of values. Or so I think for me it's this. For me it's two. One thing, we lose nuance, and at the same time, many times I think it's about the completeness. We don't feel complete
Yeah,
when.
it's very interesting. It's lovely how you explained also in the example of lights. And I feel like this example of puzzles as well, because I feel like whenever we're traveling, whoever we are and wherever we come from, I feel like it's the heritage is also that piece of us that we carry. And it's a piece that we can easily share with others. There are certain things about your internal world that I feel like it's very difficult to, invite everyone in and even have the time to invite anyone in. But there are certain things like, for me, heritage, that your cultural heritage or whatever, and it could mean different things for different people. But I feel like that's a welcome and a piece of me that I'm offering so that you get to know me better. I feel like that's the thing that, especially if you then come out of the space which you used to call home for a longer time, because for me, as opposed to your experience, I feel like your experience is very much equally divided where you spend your life. For me, my very conscious building years of my life, 26 years of my life, it was one context, one reality, one world that shaped me in so many ways. Yet, of course, I had different experiences because, being born and growing up and in Soviet time, surrounded with Russians, Jewish, Korean friends, all of that made a completely different experience on also who I am today. For sure, every experience I feel like it shapes a little bit who you are. But I feel like, that's the one that always helps me. Like when I travel, when I talk about some of my identities, when I talk about certain buildings, it's really that heritage that I'm bringing in by saying that, hey, do you see that? Like, I don't know. Normally, I don't think we can keep away from Aga Khan architecture. I think it's just not possible, Like just talking a little bit about that already suddenly opens so many doors and understanding for people of who you are or me and my Ismaili identity in that case, right? Like I take pride. I know that there is it's a heritage. It's a piece of me that is being offered. Does it make sense? Yeah. Are you able to
Absolutely.
hear me? Yes, Royal.
Yeah, I was just checking, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So now, we touched upon a bit, the environment, the people, the way we, perceive the way others are also afraid that are being perceived or connect the puzzles. We are surrounded by people who are different from us. Yet real curiosity about each other feels very rare. I mean, with the reality of life that we have. But what makes someone genuinely open up to a world that isn't their own? What do you think?
Oh wow. So what makes two words come to my mind. It's humility and it's genuine curiosity. I think these two things, like why I say humility is that because often people do not explore or do not explore or don't want to be even exposed because they think that they're better than someone else. When I say like it is even within culture, yes, someone would say that my race is better or my country of birth is based on nationalism or other different things. It's this feeling that of superiority or being better. Sometimes that people that oh I don't have to spend my time getting to know other people or other cultures. What would it add to my life? I'm already good and better and whatever. So I think humility is one of these things, and also curiosity. You know, those people I have met so many. I have been very lucky in my life. Like I have been so lucky to meet a lot of people from around the world. Just to give you an example, I was doing my internship in Embassy of Tajikistan in Moscow. I think it was 2015 or 16, and there was a Brazilian family for the first time I met them. They were in the embassy doing visas. They were traveling in their Range Rover. So they were doing the whole Eurasia by car. It was a father, mother, and three other kids. But I was like, when I met them, and by that time I already spoke Portuguese. So they were so surprised to see someone in the embassy of Tajikistan who is speaking Portuguese. They were like, "What?" And I was like, "What? You are traveling to Tajikistan with your like you came from Brazil and you want to do all these things by car." And what I saw that genuine, you know, spark, that light in their eye, that it was pure curiosity. They were in love with the world. They were in love with the people who are living in this world, regardless of whatever geography, race, origins, gender, as we say. So they were curious. And you know, I think I talked with them 2 hours. Like I first attended them, and then I went out with them just to talk with them. So that was and that again, I'm talking about that spark, like that genuine curiosity. They just wanted, and they took their kids, and they do. And the kids, they were completely different. You know, they love these places, because by the time I met them, they already did the European part of Eurasia, so the Russian cities, European cities, and then they were going towards Kazakhstan and all the Central Asian countries. So yeah, and then I said, yeah, like this is how we should look at this world. You know, this world is so big, so beautiful, so diverse. Let's explore it. And let's explore it. You know, they were sharing with me experiences that they were going and they were like trying to sleep in the people's house when they were invited to eat with them, to dance with them. So it's a real experience, okay? You are
Wow.
experiencing it's a firsthand experience. So yeah, so it's one of the things that stayed with me from that encounter was this is just curiosity. You have to look to for like wherever you go, just be curious. And also humility, yeah. So I think that answering your questions directly is these two words, these two qualities that we should have.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense to me, and I guess I just love I just love empathy, so I feel like empathy could go a long
Yes.
way. So I would add empathy into everything that comes my way. But I was listening to that experience with a Brazilian couple and family, and my own experience came to my memory, which was that when we were doing our degree in UK with my friend, so we, it was first time, so. Of course, this whole process of how to get visas and stuff, way beyond us. We still needed to learn this systems, mindset. So we got our tickets. We have our trip in 1 week, and then we realized we don't have a visa. Okay, so then we're supposed to go to Italy, and we're like, what are we gonna do? And for students, each pound makes a difference. So we're like, what's gonna
Of
happen?
course.
And then our friends were like, okay, there's one option. You're going to just go to the embassy and introduce yourself and explain your situation. And let's see. I mean, you don't know what you're going to lose. You just go and do it. So we went. And you know what happened? When the Italians saw the Tajik passport, first of all, it went around the table for everyone to touch and to see. Like, they have never seen anyone from Tajikistan, okay? So that was a curiosity, another level of curiosity. For them, they said, look, This is the first time we're receiving Tajiks with this kind of passport. Are you sure this is real? We're like, yeah, it is. You can Google it. And then they said, okay, just because we've never seen this, we're going to give you a visa. You come tomorrow and pick it up. So it was
Oh,
an incredible experience of human curiosity up to that level, where you just go and just people really, interested to know, to understand, and to learn about your journey. And I feel like it's also so enriching. It's so colorful and beautiful. And I don't know why would sometimes there be a need to, not experience or cut that or create some sort of, resilience and resistance and divisions between ourselves. Like, that's very, it's beyond my understanding for sure.
absolutely
So I
amazing.
would have even further questions for you, which is, you could teach, this with slides like cultural heritage, all the experiences, and we've discussed that before as well, in a room. But instead, you get people walking and standing and going to actual places. What made you feel this had to be lived and not explained? And I know you've mentioned Sintra, but I'm sure there's also, a deeper reason behind.
Yeah, of course, sure. So I think it all started with my son, the reflection about all this, how I will pass my heritage or how I will explain all these things. And it all started with Nowruz, And Nowruz, if kids didn't lived it in Tajikistan, especially in Horog, okay, the way we lived it, it's so hard to explain how you wait through the winter, which is like it's really very hard winter for us, yeah. So how you wait through December, January, February for that March because you want that spring, you want that renewal. And also it's very hard to explain the how all the kids or, and even youngsters, yeah, until 25
Oh
or whatever,
yeah.
how they get together with their musical instruments and how we go the streets until night, like we are allowed to go to this until midnight. We go to the houses and we bring this news that Nowruz arrived, let's come and dance together, yes? So that experience, I was thinking that, okay, I can speak about by words. And I described it, I think, 10 or 20 times to my friends and my husband, and he's like, cool. And I'm like, no, you're not getting it, you're not getting it. And I'm like, of course, he didn't experience it or they
It's
didn't
difficult.
experience it. So, and I said, okay, now my son, it's, and again, I'm raising him outside, yeah. So I'm raising him in Europe. And the perfect balance I have for now, 10, 10, 20, in several years, I will be spending more years of my life in Europe than in my place of origins. So the question of, preserving, nourishing all my heritage, it came like it was already on top of my agenda last year. So yes, so when is thought about my son is like, oh my gosh, my son, like in let's say in 7, 8 years, he will not listen to my words, my lectures, and my whatever I'm going to just by words. He will want to experience things, okay? And one thing, yes, of course, I can send him to Tajikistan and to experience Nowruz. This is there, but there's also should be something here in the place where he lives. There should be some experiences offered that he can live some of those things that I want to share. And this is how it came, like, okay, this has to be lived. It cannot be just taught by words or by content, because I first created my page on Instagram, Whispers of Khorasan, and I wanted just to share content, okay? I just wanted to create content and to spark curiosity and for people to learn. And then after several months, I said, no, there should be a shift to real experiences. And that's how I came to that. And when I was thinking, so for now, my experiences, they are mostly for adults and they're not for
Yeah.
kids. And when I was thinking about adults, the amount of work today we all face, whether it's professional, even if it's at home with the kids, there's a lot of things. And those things, they imply to be indoors most of the time, whether we are in the car, in the metro, in bus, any public transport, or we are getting to the place, to the places, and we are always closed. We are always indoors. And I myself, I love a lot nature. I really, it really gives me another boost of energy, and it keeps me moving through my days. So I think that, okay, that is what people want. Okay, they want some activity. They want to be in nature. And at the same time, if I don't know if you felt it, I tried to minimize the content part in my walk. I wanted it to be more the exercise part and the socializing part, so people getting to know each other. The usually I reserve for content, I only reserve 20-25 minutes. So there's something, my main goal is just to introduce, whether it's a historical person or whether it's an event like Nowruz, it's a celebration, or it can be Eid. So just to introduce that, just people know that this exists, people celebrate it in this or that way, or this person exists and this is what he speaks about. But that's only that. That's what I want to. And then if someone feels that it's interesting, they can go and explore at home. Okay. They can read books, they can, but it's just to spark that curiosity. But at the same time, to be surrounded by nature, and then the socializing part. And I also felt that when you are in nature, sometimes you calm down. And when you calm down, you know, your defenses, your things, you let them out because you are safe, sort of, like, especially in the places we go. You're safe, you're relaxed. And when you're safe and relaxed, your mind opens. Okay, so when someone is sharing something, the first thought that comes to you is not, oh, it's weird. What they're doing is weird. Or this is so strange. No, that's not your reaction. What comes is like, oh, wow, interesting. Why are they doing this? How? What's the meaning behind? So the questions your brain is asking or you are asking is different. So I thought that, okay, this is where we are going. And my experiences showed me I had very different groups, you know, these two times. The first time was a very diverse group. It proved that, okay, this format is actually working very well. We just have to get more experience in doing these things, but the format is actually the one of the best one that we could come up with.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more that the importance of the nature part, and yes, you're right, it didn't feel like a lecture. I think it did create that curiosity because people were then asking, okay, look, so I want to learn more. Where should I look for it? Like, what is the kind of information? And then you've also shared resources afterwards. So I feel like that's when, you know, you sort of it's this idea of like you not feeding, right, people in, but like allowing for people then to do the rest of the journey and continue with that search. And I think it's lovely. And the other aspect was also very interesting, and I did mention it in the walk, is that I found that really people do lower the fences because anyone who was passing and crossing us, everybody was welcoming, everybody was saying hello, whether they're with kids, whether they're with dogs, and whatever. And I felt like it was a very friendly environment just by the virtue of being in that space. That was very interesting. And yeah, I kind of also immediately noticed it. So I think, yeah, it was done in a great manner. And these kind of experiences, I think they need to be intentional. That's what, you know, because sometimes certain terminology that we use, they are becoming cliches, and you know, at some point already one doesn't want to hear them anymore. But I feel like when it's these kind of experiences that have more meaning, that let you into the world of someone else in a rather short period of time, I think these are the ones that will create that meaning. These are the ones that are creating this empathy and understanding with one another, you know. And next time we make some sort of remarks about someone that we didn't know before from that place that they have come from, I think we would be really much more mindful because, you know, suddenly that's not a nation, a place, or something. It's that person with that name that you face, that you heard the story of. So I truly believe in the power of stories as well. And I feel like that creates that space to learn about the stories of one another. So yeah, no, this is great. And I
Absolutely.
really wish you to continue it. And I know that there is more that you have in mind. So do you want to share some other ideas that you have planned for your initiatives? It would be lovely.
Yes, yeah, we have some plans. Actually, as I told you, Whispers of Rasan is that big umbrella,
Yeah.
and under it there are different initiatives we want to take. We started with these cultural walks, but we are also now developing the signature birthday edition, which is like we want to offer people to celebrate their birthdays in a very unique way. We want to design a program that will be focused around their identity, first of all, and their heritage. And we really want to explore that part, how it goes here. So people would invite us, and maybe when they within their birthday party, there is the 1 or 2 hour slot for us to design a programs with activities the way that the one that we did in Rumi work. There will be very specific activities around the person who is celebrating the birthday, but it's around that person's identity, that person heritage, and everything that shaped that person that we know today. Because I am myself so tired of birthday lunches and dinners, okay, when you invite and you don't have time to spend with all those 20 or 30 people you are inviting, and it's sitting and it's eating, and I don't like that format. I would love someone to do this type of thing for myself. So the people I am inviting, first of all, for them to get to know me better, because sometimes we spend like 30, 40 years with people, and at the end we know little about them. Maybe we know about what their problems are or how we could help them, all these things. But what is inside that little, not little, what is inside that human being? Yeah, what's the treasure? Because every single one of us, as you said, in the beginning, when we were talking, every single one of us carries a story, carries a box of treasure. It's just to open it, and open it by questions, just asking questions a person, just asking to share their stories. So I think many times, again, with our busy lives and the way we are, trying to catch up with our friends for coffee during the week when we are working, or in the weekends, there are a lot of things going on. We don't have that energy even to ask that questions, to give that space for the other person to share. But if we intentionally create the program, if we intentionally take the people and put them in nature, insert, it's immersive. So we are like, okay, the first one, I think the first thing I just want to share with you with Sintra is like, for many people, it's far, especially the people who don't drive, there's no public transportation. And I usually advise my groups to, if people are coming from Lisbon or from Spain, to come together to share a ride. So, but it's getting people, to come to that place, it's already one of my tasks. So for me, even if the person will not enjoy the session, just because the person woke up on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., he's in Sintra, surrounded by nature, that's what I want. That's one of my, KPIs. That's one of my, okay, tick. I'm happy. So this is the signature birthdays is one of the projects. And there's another one which I think I will, for now, I will not talk because it's not, we didn't even started developing it. But it's something that is connected with the fashion, and something that I would love to bring here to Portugal, from Central Asia and from that world. This is a bigger project. I have people who want to invest and investing. So this is something I think for later, for later. But this is will be under the umbrella of culture of Whispers of Khorasan and these cultural experiences cultural experiences, let's say. Yeah.
No, this is lovely. It sounds very exciting, and it's just about, a power of like starting it off and getting it going, and slowly and surely it will shape itself. I think even Rumi is saying that, right? Like you start the walk and then you see where it leads you. So I think it
Miraculous.
would be beautiful done that way. And before we kind of wrap it up. I also wanted to ask you a question, which would be helpful. You know, one thing is that yes, we talked about this beautiful idea of like getting to know one another, listen to one another's stories, and the curiosity that we want to spark. But maybe for some people, it's not that easy. So for someone who feels awkward stepping outside their own culture or comfort zone, what's the small mindset shift that you think, could change everything?
Small, it's a wonderful question. So I think first of all that they don't necessarily need to know a lot of things about other cultures, first of all, just the knowledge, you know. And also, you know, they don't have to like it necessarily. So I don't like when things are imposed on people. That, oh, you should know the history of like of the regions or of the countries or the cultures to be considered an intellectual or whatever. Or for example, oh, you should love or you should like. I think when it comes to liking and loving, the word should doesn't work. Like they don't come together. So I think that for these people, I would just say, come once, yes. And I'm not saying to my experience. I said even if it's an exhibition somewhere, or it's a poetry night somewhere, or it's whatever it's the out there, whatever format is they is more close is closer to to these people. I think just go once and see how you feel, okay? But give yourself that space and that freedom. I don't know, like I don't know we another word, not nothing comes to, but that freedom to feel whatever you feel, okay? And to sort of think whatever you think. And one of the examples is like I actually maybe I will share in my social networks. Do you remember the in my wedding we had the shai ceremony, our traditional shai
Yes,
ceremony.
absolutely.
So you were the host explaining everything, yeah? So there were people that loved it, okay, and they liked it and they liked the symbolism and everything behind it. And there were people that liked, like, you know, the way you explained everything, but the final result, okay, of me being covered up completely, some of them felt uncomfortable with seeing that, okay? And it's completely okay because it's like they see a person, you know, who just 5 minutes ago was dressed completely, what would they would say, European, yeah, yeah. Now it's completely covered. You cannot see even her eyes or whatever. And I think that, and it's okay. And when the people shared, I said that, yeah, of course, but it's just a tradition. It's just a small part of the tradition. Then you get open, yeah. And then the meaning, and maybe they didn't hear well what you were saying. I don't know. But my main message here is like, for the people who are like, have the curiosity come, okay, don't feel that you are, you have to like those things or you have to just come and see those things, learn about them. So they are less, so they are maybe, they will become less awkward for you. Yeah, strange. Sorry, strange is the best word. Yeah. So at least, if someone like will comment somewhere, like say that, oh, whatever they do is it's so strange, and you say, you know, it's not strange because there's a meaning behind it. This and this is the meaning, but visually, I don't like it, or the way they celebrate, I don't see myself celebrating that way. But at the same time, I understand what's the meaning behind. So I think that when we invite people just to know, just to see and to know, and then we are not making them to like or love, I think that that's the best thing. And also the other thing is like people don't have to know, like people don't have to know have knowledge about your his deep knowledge about your history, your culture and all of these things. And now one just sharing one food is enough. For me, it's enough. Like for people, there are some people, you know, those beautiful samsaj that Sabrina's Casa Nazar is providing us for our walks. For me, I have people. For them, Tajikistan is now associated with those samsas. And I'm happy because before, every single time I would say Tajikistan, people would say Kazakhstan. So Tajikistan, even like I would say 10 times Tajikistan. And for them, in Central Asia, there's only one country, which is Kazakhstan. Okay. But now there is Portuguese people. I have one of my neighbors, Sonia. She went on the first edition. She now knows. It's Tajikistan, and there we have that good food, which in Radish entry pastries, which are samsas, and that's good. You know, that's one of the things, one of my objectives. So I think
I
that
agree with you. Rohil, I think that indeed, first of all, taking out this lens of judgment, right? Like whatever you're getting into, like not like being open up to the idea that, okay, I don't understand. I might not understand it fully, even after hearing everything. I still have to respect it. I think that's the least, right?
exactly.
Whoever we are with whomever and how we interact, the respect part is giving just by virtue of us, each of us being born. It's not even debatable, right? That's just the point. But other than that, of course, yeah, the preferences are different, right? Like just like for anyone and everyone, right? Like each of us, we prefer in the same culture, in the same language, in the same religion, we prefer to dress differently. We prefer to talk differently and put makeup differently or not put it or do, anything differently. And that's perfectly fine. That doesn't change. So for that, I think like it's like all quite united. And I do love always the reference to food. I really think that food is such a powerful tool for bringing everyone together and uniting, because I think that's kind of a universal way of also being able to talk about who you are in a way that you don't need to use words. You just need to create that experience, and that's it. And I couldn't agree more. And the samosas were absolutely lovely, and I think, yeah, I think that it's
Absolutely.
great to know that in Portugal, Casa Nazar would be like the one that would be, representing that identity. So I think that's
Yeah,
really.
absolutely.
So, Rohila, thank you so much. I wish you absolutely best of luck in all these initiatives. I think that it's so much needed. I'm personally looking forward to the addition of birthday parties for kids so that eventually I could have that experience for my daughter created here. Yeah, because I do believe that, having fun while learning is the best way of it to stick. No matter what our age is, I would say that it works and it is the reality for every age group. But I would love, yeah, and I would be very curious to see how this progresses. Absolutely. And before we finish, what I usually ask each of my guests is, for today, this moment in time, what are you grateful for in your life? And that's how we finish the episode.
Oh, thank you. I think my son and my family generally, yeah, my son and my family, but yeah. I'm beyond grateful, yeah. It has been an amazing experience with all its challenges, with all its ups and downs, but the amount of love I receive and I give, I think is beautiful, and I'm really grateful.
Oh, that's beautiful. And just knowing that, the inspiration behind all this great work that you're doing and so much more to come is also, that little lovely person who
Oh
is
yeah, and it's love. At the
with
end, it's love. You know, I after my son was born, the definition of love changed for me completely, and now I understand that why people are so many people are so creative. You know, it's out of love. Yeah, I'm saying that for in my case for my son. Yeah, but there are so many people that it's just love for their work, for their service. Sometimes people serve with love, people do things with love. The way my, for example, my husband is my great experience. The way he loves his projects, his hotels, it's the manifestation of love he has for those projects. So yeah, in my case, it's my son. Yeah,
Oh,
so
no,
I'm really grateful.
That's absolutely lovely. Well, once again, thank you for being here. I'm so excited. I wish you all the best. And I know this is one of the first ones, so that's definitely not going to be there. So we'll be having a conversation soon as well. Take care, my dear. And everyone, thank you so much for listening in, for watching us in. And if you have further comments, feedback, if you want to learn more about projects of Rohila, please do reach out. Thank you.
Thank you, Zamira. Thank you.